This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
For the first time ever, Culture Days are coming to Haliburton County. And thanks to its already thriving arts and culture community, Haliburton has been recognized as one of 16 provincial hubs featured during the celebration. Ontario Culture Days is an annual multi-week festival highlighting local arts, culture, and heritage in several communities across the province. This year's Culture Days run from September 18th to October 4th. The festival encourages people to discover and explore local arts and culture experiences. Given the depth of opportunities here in Haliburton, hosting Culture Days helps showcase everything this region has to offer. Sharon Kennedy is the Vice Chair of the Arts Council of Haliburton Highlands and part of the organizing committee bringing Culture Days to Haliburton County. She's hard at work promoting the three-week festival and wants artists of all kinds to take part by hosting experiences for the public. Kennedy sat down with Canoe FM recently at Castle Antiques to talk about the upcoming festival and how people can get involved.
When we called Ontario up and said, hey, you know, it's never been here, and there's so much here, they just jumped at the chance because they went, oh my God, you're just a hotbed of everybody. And so they made us a provincial hub, which is what's so unique is we're one of 16 highlighted places. It's, if you're going to do Culture Days this year, go to Haliburton. So that's why we're really excited about it, because it's the first time. And the fact that it's, you know, we're one of those 16 getting the spotlight. Culture Days has been around since 2010. And I've done a Culture Days in another municipality. And now that I'm part of the Arts Council board for a few years, I went, okay, well, why hasn't Culture Days been here, right? So we looked into it, and it's an application process, right? I mean, you tell the province you want to do a Culture Days festival. But as I said, when they heard about it, they were like, okay, we have to do more than just introduce the community to Culture Days. We want to make you this hub. And we know that you've already got so much happening in the time frame of the festival days, right? So it was like, all right. You know, we'll jump in on that. And so we put a steering committee together of some of our local arts and culture event organizers and board members of the Arts Council and our media friends. Everybody's just come on board with that.
Kennedy says if you're a painter, sculptor, potter, musician, or artist of any kind, now's the time to register for Culture Days. Local organizations, businesses, and community groups are also invited to register an event. Whether it's an existing event or something new, as long as it relates to arts and culture, it can become part of Haliburton's Culture Days. Activities can range from a studio tour, a hands-on workshop, a performance, demonstration, or even a reading of prose or poetry. Once you register, the Arts Council of Haliburton and Ontario Culture Days will both work to promote the event through various channels. Public participation is free. The Minden Cultural Center is hosting an arts and culture picnic with musicians, theater performers, writers, and artists coming together for the event.
It's a self-registration process if you want to offer an event. There's a national platform, and as long as you offer an element that's free or participatory for the public, then you can do just about anything as long as arts, culture, heritage, or culinary art. So that's what we started to do. We started just calling up everybody who's Arts Council members and beyond, right? You don't have to be an Arts Council member to participate. That's why the studio tour is a big deal, because it falls into their dates. And so just about anybody who either wants to open their door or has an event or a concert happening, like, you know, the concert at the Legion is happening with the Folk Festival. So they've just added an element in that welcomes the public to learn more. You know, some people are doing workshops, some people are just doing a chat, others are just doing a demo, plein air painting, kids activities, the library programs are getting involved. And then we decided as an anchor event, we have five anchor events, and then one of them we decided there's a lot of independent artists that just may not have their own space to open up or they're a performer without a stage. So over at the Minden Cultural Center, the museum grounds, we created an arts and culture picnic on the 26th of September. So that Saturday is a kind of a catch-all event with scheduled things happening on a rotation. So there's performers, there's authors doing readings, there's painters, there's kids activities, you know, like it's just going to be a little bit of everything. There'll be a barbecue. It's not a full-on, you know, bring a picnic. It's more of an arts and culture picnic. We decided that there needed to be a space for that. And so we're focusing one event where any independent can contact the Arts Council and say, hey, you know, I want to do an open mic, want to perform for 20 minutes, whatever. When it's your first year on Culture Days, you kind of look at what you already have. So that's why the studio tour is in there. The En Plein Air exhibit that Rails and Gallery is doing, you know, it's got a lot of traction and has a lot of spin-off events for people to try painting outdoors. So that was a natural. Hike Halliburton has been recruiting hikes that are arts and culture focused. Myself, I work at Sir Sam, so we're doing arts and culture hikes on Hike Halliburton so people can go out and in the woods, on the trail, and, you know, do some arts, do a little bit of history. We have a heritage tour too. And so different organizations have just made it their own, and that's what it's all about. It's free to put an event up. It's free for the public to attend whatever piece you do. And if you do have a scheduled event, like Folk Society has a concert happening October 3rd, so that's still a ticketed event. But what they decided to do is they have a little workshop chat with the band beforehand that the public can just drop in and listen and understand the style of music. It's a calypso concert, so it's different. And so the public can just go and learn about calypso music, whether they have a ticket to the concert or not. So that's the whole premise of Culture Days, is how do you get people who may not have experienced an art form or a performance style to come on out and just get a little taster? I mean, that's what it's all about. It's like, try your hand at something or have a listen or learn about something like calypso music that you might not know anything about, and just use Culture Days as an opportunity to just poke around the neighborhood and see who does what, or learn about an artist or visit a studio. It's really a lot of different levels of things. The Sculpture Forest here is going to do entertainment on the trail in addition to their regular tour. So even if a local's already done the sculpture tour and knows the walk and everything, they can come on that particular set of dates and experience more of our arts and culture talent in the forest. And there's some really cool things, like over at the Fleming College at the Halliburton School of Art and Design, they're doing VR demos, you know, virtual reality, and how they're using it to create art. And so, you know, that's going to be pretty cool to see and totally different. We're doing an online photo contest, so there's online elements too. If you can't get out to an event, you can participate in different ways. And then there's some historical pieces, like the Halliburton School of Art and Design has those beautiful red doors that are really unique. So the gentleman who designed them is coming to talk about how he came up with the concept, why they're red, and, you know, tell the story behind it, which you wouldn't get on a normal visit over there. People have gotten really creative on what they're offering and how we can expose what Halliburton has. And like I said, it's a big spotlight. That's what the whole Culture Days thing is all about, right? It's just like, we know we have it here, but now we're inviting the rest of Ontario in.
If you're a local artist and want to register, or a member of the public interested in the lineup events during Halliburton's Culture Days, September 18th to October 4th, visit halliburtonarts.on.ca or culturedays.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.